a lost legacy. May I say that there's some things that must not be distracted from our minds. And there are some things that must not be discounted from our minds. And there are some things that must not be diminished from our minds. Think about it, please. Our vision of holiness must not be distracted. Few of us possess the fervor of our forefathers. You see, the eyes of many are blurred by secular trends. We have allowed ourselves to take our ethical cue from the world rather than the Word of God. Our dress code, our conduct, our experience of life has kept in pace with the world. And while we may say we're different, but yet in a measure we lost those distinctives, because as the world has moved, we have moved. There must be not only distance, but there must be a resolute stand of the church that says we will not recant, we will not retreat, we will not go back, but we will stand for holiness, and we will stand for right, and we will stand for truth. Secular trends have caused many to become distracted. Trends of fashion, trends of fantasy, caught up in technology, caught up in Hollywood, caught up in all the drama and all the things that go on in the world, and we bring that same mindset right into the house of God. We bring those same ideas, that same philosophy, right into the church house, and we have divorced ourselves from the move of the Holy Ghost because we have become so carnal. We are pleasure seekers. We love the things of this world more than we do the things of God. And because everybody else is doing it, we feel like it's okay for us. But we're not them, and they are not us. They are the world, and we are the church. And we've got to have the power, and we've got to have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The eyes of many are blurred by secular trends. Now don't get off the boat. It's a long way for you to swim. I'll let you ride for free. Just stay on the boat. But I can remember as a young child, there was places we as holiness people didn't go. And there were things that we didn't do. I'm 49 years old. I do not think myself deprived at all. I've never seen the inside of a theater. They go to those places. They even take church trips and go to those places. And so now, so that we, the independent people, can keep in stride, we think we've got to take our kids to those places. We think we've got to indulge in those same things. And somehow or another, we have lost something that I am afraid will cost us dearly. We have mixed ourselves among the people unto our lifestyle and our dress style and our indulgences and our pleasures and our pastimes has moved us right into the world. And the church looks no different from the world. But what I want to know is, where is the hunger for the move of the power of the Holy Ghost? Is there anybody in the house and still wants to see the glory?
Is there anybody in the house that still wants to experience a move of the Holy Ghost?
Our vision of holiness must not be distracted. The eyes of many are blurred by secular trends. The eyes of most are blind to spiritual truth. You see, here's what I am afraid of. Distracted. Our values of holiness will not be discounted. I know. I hear you talking. I see it on your face. You got that air about you. It's the way you look at me. But you forgot I'm looking at you. It's what you're thinking. It's your countenance. It's the way that you somehow or another completely diminish and completely tear down everything that is said to support and stand for what's right. And with arrogance, some discredit our walk. Now there's a difference between arrogance and ignorance. Ignorance is you don't know. If you allow me, please, arrogance is when you think you know. And I don't like the attitude part right and still miss the important part. And that is the Holy Ghost having his part. Glory to God. You remember how we used to do it? We come to church. We didn't know who was going to sing. We may have not even been sure who was going to preach. Maybe the one preacher didn't even know he was going to preach. But we come to have a move of the Holy Ghost. And we started out with a prayer meeting. I can remember just as well. The pastor get up and say, let's everybody gather in. And everybody emptied the pews. And they fell in the altars. And we prayed. And then we began service. You know why we can't have church anymore? Because you get off your couch and get in your automobile and you come right to the house of God and you ain't prayed 5 minutes all day long. You sit right there in front of your television until it's made an idiot out of you, until you're so carnal, until you're so full of the things of this world. No wonder the power of God can't move. But them old timers, they didn't do it that way. They prayed and they come to the house of God and they pray again and the glory fails. And what I want to do is, do you want to have a move of the Holy Ghost tonight? Do you want to see the power fall? Do you want to see the glory? in his book, Historical Drift, he says that no movement has survived more than 40 years with the same discipline, doctrine, and dynamic that it began with. He said after 40 years, it begins to fade. It begins to wane. And it loses something.